Here's your fair value brief for Friday, August 7th, 2026. Gold and silver surged yesterday. Gold climbed 3.1%, silver jumped 5.6%. Moves we usually see when investors panic. But the VIX sat at 15.3 and stocks barely blinked. Meanwhile, Canada's jobs report missed badly. Employment fell 12,200 when economists expected a 17,800 gain. That widens the gap between the Fed, which looks set to hike in September, and the Bank of Canada, now stuck on hold. And even blockbuster earnings aren't enough in AI. AMD's stock dropped 10% after SpaceX picked Nvidia exclusively, proving that in this market, perfection is the baseline. Now, to what's really moving today? U.S. stock futures are slightly higher. S&P up 0.15%, NASDAQ up 0.46%. But the real action is elsewhere. Precious metals are flashing a warning. Gold rose 3.1% to $4,375 an ounce, and silver jumped 5.6% to $65. Those aren't just big moves. They're the kind of jumps we see when investors rush for cover. Yet the VIX is calm at 15.3, and stocks are steady. So what's going on? Three geopolitical risks escalated at once. North Korea test-fired another missile. U.S. intelligence now says Putin may probe NATO's borders, likely in the Baltics or Poland. And Iran is threatening to block the Strait of Hormuz unless it gets paid war reparations. None of these are new, but together, they're enough to push metals higher, even if stocks haven't reacted yet. Up north, Canada's jobs report just made life harder for the Bank of Canada. Employment dropped 12,200 in July, worse than the 17,800 gain economists expected. Unemployment stayed at 6.5%, but the damage is done. The Bank of Canada meets in 3 weeks, and this report pretty much locks them into no change, even as the Fed gets ready to hike in September. The Canadian dollar didn't budge much. It's at 1.4016 against the US dollar, but mortgage rates, already at 6.69% for a 30-year fixed, are now under even more upward pressure. And in tech, AMD just proved that in AI, even record results aren't enough. The company posted its strongest quarter ever, revenue up 50% year-over-year, data center sales doubled, but the stock still fell 10%. Why? SpaceX chose Nvidia exclusively for its next-gen AI systems. The message is clear. In this market, missing out on a single big deal can overshadow even the best earnings. Here's the big story. Gold's rally is the day's loudest signal. Gold jumped 3.1% to $4,375 an ounce yesterday. Silver surged 5.6% to $65. Those are their biggest one-day gains in months, and they're happening while the VIX sits at 15.3, a level that usually means markets are calm. That mismatch is telling. Precious metals don't rally this hard unless someone's hedging risks they're not talking about yet. So what's driving it? Three flashpoints all flared up in the last 24 hours. First, North Korea test-fired a ballistic missile, raising tensions with Japan. Second, U.S. intelligence now thinks Putin might test NATO's resolve with a limited incursion, most likely in the Baltics or Poland. And third, Iran is finalizing plans to block U.S.-linked vessels from the Strait of Hormuz unless they're paid war reparations. Now, none of these are brand new crises, but their timing, all at once, is making investors nervous. The fact that stocks haven't reacted yet is actually the real story. The 10-year Treasury yield is holding at 4.63%, and the 10-year break-even inflation rate ticked up to 2.26%. That's a quiet but important shift. Here's how it could play out. If gold holds above $4,400 and silver stays above 70, we're looking at a trend, not just a hedge. Investors would be pricing in two scenarios. Either geopolitical risks disrupt supply chains and push inflation higher, or the Fed gets forced to keep rates elevated even longer. And if that happens, here's the chain reaction. Higher metals prices feed into industrial costs, lifting inflation expectations. Those expectations push bond yields up, the 10-year break-even rate climbs, pulling nominal yields with it. And when yields rise, stocks look less attractive. Right now, the S&P 500's earnings yield is around 4.5%. That's barely more than the 10-year Treasury at 4.63. If yields keep climbing, equities lose their edge. The thing is, stocks haven't connected these dots yet. The S&P's breadth is still strong. 76.9% of stocks are above their 50-day moving average. But the leading indicators are in commodities and currencies. The yen firmed up against the dollar, and the Canadian dollar, which usually moves with oil and risk sentiment, didn't budge despite the weak jobs data. So keep an eye on two key levels. If silver stays above $70 for 2 weeks, or gold holds $4,400, this rally shifts from a hedge to a real trend. And if the 10-year break-even inflation rate tops 2.4%, the Fed's pause story starts to fall apart. Now, the big picture. This is a market moving at three different speeds. Stocks are drifting. The S&P 500 slipped 0.2% yesterday, the NASDAQ fell 0.4%, and the Dow declined 0.9%. Not huge moves, but they came after a week where the NASDAQ gained 3.8% and the S&P rose 3.7%. The catch? Leadership is narrowing. NVIDIA, the AI poster child, is up just 0.6% over 5 days. Instead, consumer discretionary stocks led this week, up 5.1%, while energy has climbed 6.4% over the past month. Bonds, though, are telling a different story. The 10-year Treasury yield is stuck at 4.63%, unchanged from Wednesday, but up from 4.47% a month ago. The 30-year yield hit 5.17%, its highest since 2007. And mortgage rates, which track the 10-year, are now at 6.69%. Then there's commodities, which are sending their own signals. Oil prices dipped a little, Brent at $82, WTI at $77, but refining data shows tighter conditions. U.S. refinery utilization slipped to 96.5% last week, and gasoline inventories fell by 1.6 million barrels. That imbalance could mean higher pump prices soon. Crypto, meanwhile, is stuck. Bitcoin rose 0.9% in 24 hours to $64,870, but it's still down 2.4% over the past month. Ethereum's options market is pricing in just a $15 move today. Basically, no one expects much action. Here's the takeaway. Stocks are near highs, but the internals are weakening. Bonds are pricing in higher rates for longer, and commodities are flashing inflation warnings. This is a market in transition. Watch which direction breaks first. Around the world, geopolitical tensions are rising fast. China's export machine is adapting and thriving. Its trade surplus hit a record $49.7 billion in June, driven by high-value components like EV batteries and semiconductor equipment. That's a problem for Western nations trying to friendshore their supply chains. The Strait of Hormuz is still the world's most volatile choke point. Iran's demand for fees of up to 7% of cargo value is basically a cash grab. Oman's proposed dual corridor solution would effectively give Tehran control, keeping oil prices elevated. Russia's war is entering a dangerous new phase. U.S. intelligence warns that Putin may test NATO with a limited incursion, most likely in the Baltics or Poland. If he miscalculates, energy prices could spike and European equities would take a hit. And Taiwan is sending a message. Its military is testing strategies to make a Chinese invasion so costly that Beijing thinks twice. The goal isn't to win, it's to deter. And the signal to China is clear. Even without U.S. help, an invasion would come at a massive price. Watch two things here. First, Iran-Oman negotiations over the Strait of Hormuz. If Tehran gets its way, shipping costs for Middle Eastern oil will rise fast. Second, NATO's response to any Russian probe. If they react slowly or look divided, Putin gets emboldened, and European markets get nervous. Now, the company's making headlines today. AI's profitability test just got tougher. AMD posted its best quarter ever, revenue up 50% year over year, but the stock still dropped 10% after SpaceX picked Nvidia exclusively. ARM fell 10% over the past week after missing earnings by 15 cents a share. The message? In AI, even great results aren't enough if you stumble on strategy or guidance. Logistics stocks are feeling the consumer shift. UPS dropped 4.2% after reporting weaker-than-expected U.S. delivery margins, a sign that shoppers are pulling back. Energy stocks, though, are rebounding. Occidental Petroleum climbed 4.1%, and Schlumberger rose 3.3% as Brent crude held above $80. Streaming found a bright spot. Disney gained 2.9% on stronger-than-expected subscriber growth, proof that not all consumer spending is slowing. Payments are defying the slowdown. PayPal surged 3.2% after total payment volume rose 12% year-over-year. But aerospace struggles continue. Boeing fell 3.3% after regulators found new production issues with the 737 MAX. Crypto's tight range is frustrating traders. Coinbase slid 3%, mirroring Bitcoin's 2.4% monthly decline. Industrials are facing headwinds. Honeywell dropped 3% on weaker demand in aerospace and building technologies. Telecom scored a rare win. AT&T rose 2.8% after adding more postpaid phone subscribers than expected. And deals are reshaping industries. Nielsen acquired DoubleVerify for $2.15 billion, merging media measurement with ad verification tech. Apollo Global Management agreed to buy EasyJet for $7.7 billion, betting on a European travel rebound. And SoftBank secured a $10 billion loan against its OpenAI stake to fund data center and robotics investments. From Washington, the Fed's September rate hike is coming into focus. Three Fed officials dissented in July, pushing for an immediate 25 basis point increase. Cleveland Fed President Beth Hammack warned, inflation has remained too high for too long. Core PCE rose 3.7% year-over-year in June, and the three-month annualized rate is at 4.1. Bond markets have already priced in the shift. The 10-year yield is at 4.63%, and traders now see a 60% chance of a September hike. The Fed's credibility is on the line. If they raise rates in September but call it a one-and-done adjustment, markets might take it in stride. But if the dot plot signals higher rates stretching into 2027, expect volatility. Next week's catalysts could seal the deal. First, July CPI on August 12th. Another uptick in core inflation would lock in a hike. Time matters more than the amount you save. A 25-year-old putting away $200 a month at 7% will have about $520,000 by age 65. A 35-year-old saving $400 a month, double the amount, ends up with around $420,000. Starting early is the real advantage. But fees eat away at compounding. A 1% annual fee on a $100,000 portfolio might not seem like much, but over 30 years at 7%, it costs you about $300,000 in lost growth. Why does this matter now? At 5% annual growth, gold at $4,375 would reach about $7,200 in 10 years. The same math applies to your retirement savings. The S&P 500's long-term return is around 10%. At that rate, $10,000 becomes $67,275 in 20 years. That's concept 26 of 83 in the Fair Value course. Tomorrow, we'll focus on the U.S. Non-Farm Payrolls report, out at 8:30 a.m. Eastern. The forecast is 85,000 jobs, with unemployment at 4.2%. If the data disappoints, how will rate cut probabilities and the U.S. dollar react? We'll break it down tomorrow. Here's what to watch this week. Today at 8:30 a.m. Eastern, we get the U.S. non-farm employment change. Economists expect 85,000 jobs, up from 57,000 last month. A weak number could push back the Fed's September hike. At the same time, we'll see the U.S. unemployment rate. It's forecast to stay at 4.2%, but if it ticks up to 4.3, that would signal the labor market is softening. Also at 8:30, average hourly earnings month over month. The forecast is 0.3%, same as last time. If wages grow faster than 0.4%, inflation worries could heat up again. On Monday, the 3-year Treasury note auction, $58 billion on offer. Strong demand would show confidence in the Fed's current stance. Tuesday brings the 10-year Treasury note auction, $42 billion. If demand is weak, the 10-year yield could push toward 4.75%. And Wednesday, the 30-year Treasury bond auction, $25 billion. If the yield comes in above the when-issued level, it confirms the long end is still climbing. That's it for today. We'll be back tomorrow with the fallout from payrolls. Have a great weekend.